Welcome to Life-Giving Water Messages, where I expound upon the Word of God and through the internet deliver it to you. My name is Reverend Todd Laddick, and today I'm bringing to you part 8 of a Lenten series entitled Questions to God, with today's message specifically entitled Why Be a Christian, based off of Mark chapter 16 verses 1 through 8 and Galatians chapter 5 verses 23 through 26. So let us dive into the Word today. Saturday evening, when the Sabbath ended, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome went out and purchased burial spices so they could anoint Jesus' body. Very early on Sunday morning, just at sunrise, they went to the tomb. On the way, they were asking each other, "Who will roll away the stone for us from the entrance to the tomb?" But as they arrived, they looked up and saw that the stone was very large and had already been rolled aside. When they entered the tomb, they saw a young man clothed in a white robe sitting on the right side. The women were shocked, but the angel said, "Don't be alarmed. You are looking for Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He isn't here. He is risen from the dead. Look, this is where they laid his body. Now go and tell his disciples, including Peter, that Jesus is going ahead of you to Galilee. You will see him there, just as he told you before he died." The women fled from the tomb, trembling and bewildered, and they said nothing to anyone because they were too frightened. And now from Galatians. But the Holy Spirit produces this kind of fruit in our lives. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. There is no law against these things. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have nailed the passions and desires of their sinful nature to his cross and crucified them there. Since we are living by the Spirit, let us follow the Spirit's leading in every part of our lives. Let us not become conceited or provoke one another or be jealous of one another. Amen. The original ending of the Gospel of Mark has the women, because of fear, not share the good news of the resurrection. Mark's first readers knew the women ultimately told the story, but Mark's ending reminded them and reminds us that the resurrection story changes the world when we choose to let it change us. For me, being a Christian means not only believing in and worshiping Jesus once a week. Rather, it means that I have taken on Christ's character, his teachings, his way of being, and his death and resurrection as my own identity. Not that I think I am Christ, but that I seek to imitate him and be transformed by him into who God created me to be. Paul tells us in Galatians what this looks like. People who imitate Christ, who are Christian, are filled with the Holy Spirit and, by the power of the Spirit, become more and more Christ-like each day, bearing the essential fruit of the Spirit: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Truthfully, when I think of someone in my life, well, there are several, but my mom is on the top of that list. Oh, she wouldn't necessarily see it in herself, but it is her witness that not only brought me to Christ, but showed me what it means to be a Christian. Often people have great anxiety and fear about witnessing their faith because they feel they don't know the Bible or they won't have the right answer to a question someone has. Theology and biblical knowledge are very important because being grounded in scripture and tradition helps root a faith that could produce fruit. However, people are drawn to Jesus through the grace they see in our lives more than the amount of facts we can share. Think about what fruit of the Spirit people would most see in them. Would it be love? Would it be joy? Would it be patience or peace or kindness or goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, or self-control? Think about that. The earliest copies of the Gospel of Mark end at 16, verse 8. They end at chapter 16, verse 8. And the women, it says there, the women fled from the tomb, trembling and bewildered, and they said nothing to anyone because they were too frightened. So Mark's original ending has always been kind of a puzzle. Why end a gospel, which is, gospel means good news, why end good news with fear and silence? Now, the first readers of his gospel knew that the women ultimately did tell the resurrection story. Otherwise, the story would have ended right there, and they themselves would not be Christian. The women in Mark 16, verse 8, ultimately did not live in fear, but they allowed the power of the resurrection to change them. I mean, the story doesn't end there, but it's assumed they do eventually go on to tell. And in fact, in the longer endings that are added in later manuscripts, again, the earliest manuscripts end with verse 8, but the later endings were added because it did make people uncomfortable that it ended right there. It doesn't make sense. So they have the women eventually telling Jesus. They fill in the blanks. It was assumed, of course. It was known that they did. So curious that Mark would end it at verse 8. And Paul, in his letter to the Galatians, states the same belief. Dying and rising with Christ changes us. The resurrection has changed everything. Paul believes now we have the Holy Spirit within us. And through the Spirit's power, the fruits of the Spirit can be the reality of our lives. The only thing that can stop it is, frankly, us. In chapter 5 of Galatians, there are clear echoes of Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 19, where it is said by God, "Today I have given you the choice between life and death, between blessings and curses. Now I call on heaven and earth to witness the choice you make. Oh, that you would choose life so that you and your descendants might live." And of course, this message is delivered to the people from God by Moses. And Moses reminds the people of Israel of their choice before they enter the promised land. Mark and Paul seem to believe the same choice has been given to the believer. The question for you then becomes, are you going to embrace the resurrection? Are you going to embrace the resurrection to die and be raised with Jesus? Are you willing to really change at every level? Or are you going to keep living in fear? Living in the power of the resurrection is a daily choice. God wants partners, not slaves. And the power of the Spirit is in us, but we have to allow the power to change us. The Wesleyan tradition understands the power of the Spirit to work in us, change us through various means of grace. And examples of means of grace are Holy Communion, reading the Bible, daily prayer, and of course, serving those in need. What are the means of grace that you embrace throughout your week? What are the means of grace this community of faith provides each week? This is Resurrection Sunday. Let us stop living in fear, amen? Let us begin to grow the church through sharing and inviting. Share your faith with others using your God-given gifts. And let's invite those people as well as those church family members we don't see to join us each week in worship. Let our goal be for each of you here to share and invite 6 people over the course of 6 months. How hard is that? 1 person a month. Let us make a goal right here and right now to share and invite 6 people over the course of 6 months. Imagine what growth could come out of that. Let's also begin to step up out of fear. Let us step up out of fear and into the mission field and find together bold ways of serving Christ through serving our community. Resurrection. The resurrection is not a moment in history, friends. It is a living existence we are called to be a part of and be transformed by into the very image of the risen Christ. Alleluia. He is risen. He is risen indeed. Amen. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, we just thank you and praise you for this opportunity to celebrate your resurrection, but also to embrace it and to live into it so that we too rise. We dive to our sins and rise with you. Help us to lose our fear and put our faith and trust in you so that we can continually serve you in ways that may not be known to us now, but will surprise us even long after we've done them. Help us, Lord, to be your servants and to love boldly and to serve boldly for the sake of your kingdom. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Friends, I want to thank you for tuning in, of course, and to check out this week's message. And by the way, happy Easter. He is risen. He is risen indeed. And what a joyous celebration for us to be gathered here today celebrating the resurrection of our Lord and Savior. And so with that said, I do want to remind you, we do have links in the episode notes that bring you to our giving page. And certainly if this is your main spiritual sustenance for the week, and truthfully, I hope it isn't. I hope you do attend a church community, either mine or somebody else's. I don't care where you go. I just hope you do go. But if this is your, for the time being, your spiritual sustenance and you have it in you to support our church, please do. And if you attend a church elsewhere, and this is just supplemental, which is what I actually hope, then support your church as well. And if you can support us both, which is ultimately what we both hope, that would rock. So either way, remember, friends, you are richly blessed so that you may be a blessing to others. Go in peace. And happy Easter.